You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? What's happening?
Hey, good morning.
I'm excited to be here. You guys, we're in the studio. 107.9, having a good time here with Miss Tiffany Pineda.
Yes, good morning, guys.
And Miss Melinda Rackley is back.
She I'm rested.
Off of her staycation.
Yes. I told you I didn't hurt her. She's safe.
Right.
Yes.
So just super excited, guys. You know, I think this is the last time we'll be on for the end of the year.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And, goodbye, 2018.
And so, yeah, just want to share a little bit of concepts and ideas for going into next year. Really some questions. And so, guys, I'm going to ask the questions to y'all, too.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, we actually and real fast, we'll go into some of our sponsors real quickly. You guys know that, of course, we got Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company. And what we do is help people do whatever they're trying to do. You know, Jesus came that we might have life to the full, to the overflows, to have and enjoy. Yes. And so we have a lot of systems to help you get to a point where you can enjoy your life. And then we got Rack City Inspiration, Miss Melinda Rackley. If you have any ideas you're trying to get out of your head, down on paper, journals you want to publish, she is an amazing, amazing publisher. And so go to RackCityInspiration.com. First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe. They have been sponsoring us for years, and now they are sponsoring the radio program as well. And if, you know, the name of the show is Financing Your Future. And so what they are able to do is help you get your future intact for insurances and for being able to have something prepared for you to retire. So when you do retire, you don't have to go get a job. Then we got Kids in Capes, Inc. What they are is an organization that helps keep kids safe from sexual abuse and physical abuse and things like that. Go to their website, kidsincapesinc.org. That's KIDSNCAPESINC.org if you want to be a blessing to them financially or with your time. Then we got Chiropractor Injury Solutions, a good friend of mine, Ms. Natalie Blum, Dr. Natalie Blum. They have a South Side and a West Side location. Give them a call at 904-300-3114. And what they really like to specialize in is people. If you had an accident, I had an accident once, and that's how I met her, and we became good friends. And I had an accident where somebody hit me from behind. And so she's been doing the back cracking and the massages, and they have an amazing organization there. So if you're having problems with your body, go see Miss Dr. Natalie. She'll take care of you. 904-300-3114. And I tell you, if you just want a nice massage. Go over there. It's good stuff. ChiropractorJax.com. And then we have a new sponsor, a new marketing company. And actually, we've just hired this marketing company for our seminars and workshops and things of that nature called X Jose. And they are a premier marketing experience. And these guys, man, they're phenomenal. They're the real deal. Well-priced. If you have a business and you need websites, cards, strategy for marketing, any of that stuff, these guys are awesome. Their number is 904-316-7119. Their website is www.xjose.com. That's xjose.com. I'm telling you, go check them out. If you've ever used like Vistaprint or stuff like that, these guys are priced better than that. And the quality is even better than that. So, again, go check them out, 904-316-7119. Don't forget, we got a leadership seminar coming up. That's a leadership and finance experience, January 12th at 10:30. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on. And then we also have our Making Money Easy course. And I ask people a simple question. Do you want to know how to make more money? If the answer is yes, that's a class that you want to go to.
Does anyone say no?
And we're going to talk about that today. But people say no to stuff like that. Like, it's insane. And we don't talk about budgeting in that class. We literally teach you how to open your front door and generate revenue with your gifts and your talents. And then we also have a business development course starting in January as well. And when you're done with that course, your company will exist it will be incorporated. You will have a tax ID number. You will have a bank account. We will show you and walk you through the processes of all that you need to do to be an existing company, not just information, but how to do it. And in a lot of cases, depending on what industry you're starting your business in, you may even have a few clients when we're done because we help you do that as well. So anyway, that's about it on that front. Now, this is the question that I have, though. You know, and it came from a conversation I was having with a client of mine. These new yet, and it, you know, the marketing guys are young. They're extremely young.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so funny. And we were talking about making money, like generating revenue, what their goals are. And so the question I have is, when it comes to your finances, and if you, oh, don't forget, guys, call in, 296-2251 with any questions that you might have. And then also call in 296-2251 if you think we don't know what we're talking about. We want to hear that as well. That's a nice conversation always. And then also, for the first three callers that call in today with a question, what we're going to do is give you an opportunity to come to the Leadership and Finance Seminar at no cost to you.
I'm calling in.
Right. I was just about to say, let me pull up and step out and call in.
Yeah, and then halfway through the show, we're going to open up some discounts for anybody that wants to go. So anyways, 904-296-2251. And our office number, don't forget, is 904-533-6154. So this is the question I have. And it's a question I think that everybody has to ask themselves. It's definitely a question that I asked myself. And I got taught some of these things from my mentors. When it comes to your finances, what are you after? What do you want? What are you trying to make happen? And the reason this conversation came about is because I was talking with Jose, the owner of the marketing company, and we got a caller already. Okay, I don't know, maybe not. We were talking to Jose, and he said, "Hey," I said, "What are you trying to do, man? What's your goal?" And they have a decent amount of clientele. He was like, "Well, sometimes, you know, we do a lot of networking events, we do some things, and we meet people, and you know, hopefully they want something that we have to offer." And I said, "Or you go to those events mm-hmm. and you say to yourself, I'm looking for the guy that wants to buy what I have, mm-hmm. and I'm going to close the deal consciously and on purpose." Opposed to, I said, and he was like, "Wow." I said, "Yeah, that's two very different mindsets."
It is.
Whereas I'm going to go somewhere and hope somebody wants what I got, or I'm going to go somewhere and find a person that's looking for specifically what I have to offer. Because somebody's looking for what you have. Somebody is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I said, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, "How do you make six figures? How do you make six figures?" And it's a simple answer I tell them. I said, "Do you know 100 people?" And most people say, "Yeah, I got 100 people at least in my phone." I said, "Yeah, okay, so you got 365 days. It's January 1st is about to be here." I said, and I told Jose this. I said, "So between January 1st and December 31st, find 100 people to give you $1,000.
I said, "If you start right here in the station."
You can,
right.
And Melinda. I said, "Yeah, Melinda, can I get a grand?" And I told him, I said, "Yeah, look." I said, "So think about it. 100 people to give you $1,000 for whatever your service is or your product is. It's an easy sell. That's, you know, it's not that hard to get somebody to give you a grand for what you do."
That's true.
I said, "This is the question you got to ask yourself, bud." I said, "The service that you have, do you believe that it's worth $1,000? Not is it worth $1,000? Oh, we got a caller. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?"
"I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name?"
My name is Shamika Rivers.
Hey, Shamika. How you doing today?
"Hello, I'm doing well. Hi, Tiffany. How are
Good
you?"
"Good morning. I thought I recognized the voice."
"What's your question for us this morning?"
"Okay, so I am I just started a business myself. And so my question, because I am very interested in all of the products that you guys are going to be offering next month. But one of the questions I have is I started an LLC. And so my question is, I would like to have different entities under that LLC because I'm multifaceted."
"Yes, ma'am."
"And so I guess what would be a good kind of startup point in terms of should each entity have their own kind of LLC, or would I be able to use a DBA?
Well,
in my LLC?
You could use a DBA in your LLC. One of the things I was taught coming up in business, and depending on what the business is, but I use this for a general idea. Okay. I like to keep my company separate. And the reason I like to do that is, God forbid, something happens in any company where you're liable.
Yes.
It can affect any of the other companies.
Right.
And so that, for me, that's why I like to keep the company separate. I don't like to just do a DBA. And if I'm going to do an ownership, I still let my company own the other company.
Okay.
So it's not just a DBA. But if you like to, we can set up a time to really sit down, and I can show you some structural things and see what works best for what you do in your industry. And I definitely wouldn't just make everything an LLC either. I like to have incorporations because it opens up for the ability of perhaps people who may want to invest for small ownership and things of that nature. Again, depending on what industry you're in and what you're trying to do and how you're trying to grow it. And so those are general answers, but we can get very, very specific based on what industry you're in and what your specific goals are. And I would love to do that for you.
Absolutely. I would love to definitely sit down. 2019 is going to be a new year. And so
Indeed.
Push forward to that.
Awesome, perfect. Awesome.
Hold the line, and I'll get some information from you as well. And congratulations on taking the first step and giving us a call. And we are looking forward to working with you in this new year.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hold the line so you can get your information.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great question. Great call. We appreciate it. And that's what we're here for. So what we were talking about is 100 people, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've done your six figures for the year. And so he said, that's never really been my goal like that. I said, so imagine if when you woke up today, your goal was, I'm going to make $1,000 today with my business. And that's why, I mean, when I say, what are you after financially? What are you just waking up and hoping that it works out?
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And I said, imagine if you wake up every day, man, and your goal is today I got to make a grand. And then tomorrow I got to make a grand. Even if you come up short, the reality about humans is when we have a goal, we usually come close.
Right.
Especially, and this guy is a very disciplined young man. I've met him. I like him a lot. We've talked about some other business ventures together. So if you wake up every day and your goal is $1,000 today, make a grand today, make $1,000 today, even if you come up short, you might only do 60 grand this year, 70 grand this year. But then next year, same idea.
Right.
I'm going to wake up, and my goal is to find 100 people this year to give me $1,000. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm telling you, you can do it. 365 days, that's a lot of time to
right.
come up with it. And so, you know, that's what I want to know from you guys that's listening. What is your goal financially? Even if you just have a job, but what is your goal financially? What are you after? Is it to a great retirement? If that's what you're after, but not just hoping that it happens, but that's what you're after, then there's things you put in place on a daily basis to make sure that happens.
So I want to go ahead and interject really quickly
here. Yes, ma'am.
And so something that I did when I addressed the question of what do I want when I first got into starting my business.
Yeah.
I listed out my goals. You know, mm-hmm. I listed out the things that I wanted to do. And I kept in mind, I went to one of the first seminars where I first met you. And the speaker said that the vision is yours and the mission can be carried out by others, right?
Absolutely.
And so then when you came up, you were like, well, you are not really a business owner until people are working for you.
Right.
And other than that, you're just working for yourself.
And you're self-employed, right? Right.
And so I made those goals, and then I tried to tie a tangible financial number to that.
Absolutely.
So that we could know what, you know, what's going on, or, you know, how I could get to those goals. And then once I did that, the next step was getting out of my head, you know,
uh-huh.
getting out of my head, because I set goals like, I want to make this amount of money. But then I'm like, wait, people aren't going to want to pay me. I'm new in this field.
Yeah.
Nobody knows you're new except you.
Except you. You know? And the way you carry yourself.
Right. Right, right. So get yourself together. You know, you are the professional in your field as long as you say you are.
Right.
You can make what you say. And then I started to increase my value as I got more clients. So
right.
Every time I got someone, I would increase my prices by $50 until I got to the rate that I wanted to be at.
Right.
So it was small steps, but I knew the end goal of where I wanted to be. Now that end goal has kind of moved because I'm making what I want.
Right. So but see, you put a plan together, mm-hmm. and it was like a daily plan, what I want to make.
Yeah.
And I think you told me, once I get 3 clients to pay this, I go
mm-hmm.
up.
I go up, yeah.
And so you tied your physical goal to your financial goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I told Jose, I said, look, man, the idea, find 100 people to give you $1,000. Mm-hmm. That gives you a lot of creativity. How do I do that? Where do I look? You know, now it starts to put a direction to the way that you're moving. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, A, you have to believe that what you have is worth a grand
mm-hmm.
Per person. And if you don't believe it, like she said, if you don't believe it and you're in your own head, you're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Exactly. And you have to say it in like in a matter of fact way. You know, you
right.
can't say,
yeah, it's $1,000.
Well,
that's what it is.
$1,000.
And you can't be afraid. Right. It's like you don't even believe that it's worth $1,000.
Right,
$1,
yeah.
And not that it, and this is funny. Is it not that it is worth a grand? Are you worth a grand?
Yes.
And that's the way I look at me. I'm valuable. I'm worth a whole lot of money. Ooh. And a friend of mine told me years ago, and he said, Joseph, why in the world are you asking somebody for $1,000 when you can ask them for $5?
Yeah,
that's true.
He said, it's the same amount of energy, takes the same amount of confidence,
and they'll say yes.
And they'll say yes because you're saying yes to someone.
Yes,
right. You have to rise to the occasion and be worth $5,000, $10,000, $30,000. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Miss Tiffany, can you remind them of the number to give us a call here at the radio station?
Yes, if you'd like to speak with us, get some information, expound, helpfully help us, let us help you, 904-296-2251. And I also want to interject at this point. One of my goals was to have 3 streams of income.
Mm.
And then, like, my end goal was to be able to retire by the time I was 55. And then when I first started working, I always wanted to make at least $15,000 more than my age. And then I kind of gradually increased what that difference was between my age and what my, you know, income was. But as time has gone on, mm-hmm. like my life has changed, children and things like that also adjusted my goals as well. And so I think we have to keep that in mind, too, when we're setting mm-hmm. these goals, because even though it's about us, it's about our realm, too, our close-knit group.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Right. Which is what we've been talking about the last few weeks about love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the reasons I fight so hard is for my boys.
Right.
It's to make sure that they have something when I pass away. It's mm-hmm. to make sure that they have an example of what life can truly be like, right. opposed to just settlement.
Right.
You know, and so the other thing I asked Jose was, now the 100 people that you know, do they have a grand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have $1,000?
Because
might be time to shift how you're postured and what kind of people you're attracting. Because if the people you're around can't afford what you're selling, and you don't believe that what you're selling is even worth it, you're never going to do what you talk about. It's just these lofty conversations. You know what I'm saying?
And it's important to position yourself in the environments where the people have what you are seeking or can lift you up in that way. So for me, I didn't really know a lot of people who could pay the rates that I wanted in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to position myself around people who could, and that was small steps, being intentional, like changing the gym that I went to, mm-hmm. not going to one in my neighborhood,
absolutely.
Going to one that was a little bit further on a different side of town where the demographics was different. Right. So you got to do a little bit of research and be intentional in everything you do every day of your life. If you go to the gym, change your gym. If you go to church, change the group of people you sit with and talk to. You know, get involved in the community. So many free things you can do to just get around the right people.
Exactly.
Right.
And I want to also interject here just to remind you about our sponsors. This segment is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Let's connect. Visit our website, www.harvestgroupinstitute, or give us a call at 904-533-6154. We also have few other sponsors that we would like to acknowledge today. Rack City Inspiration, your one-stop shop for all things written, read to learn, and write to remember. Visit the website, www.rackcityinspiration.com. And Kids in Capes, Inc. Let them help keep your kids safe and learn about sexual abuse. Give them a call or look up their website, and that's kidsincapeinc.com. And
then
.org. I'm sorry, that makes a big difference. Don't put com, please put org, O-R-G. So kidsincapesinc.org. and First Command Financial. Please give a call to Mr. Nick Poe if you're ready to take that next step and take action with your finances, get everything you need in order. Give him a call over at First Command Financial. Again, his name is Nick Poe, and the number is 904-269-8772. And Joseph, do you want to tell them about the other two sponsors that we have today?
Yeah, Chiropractic Injury Solutions, two locations, South Side and West Side. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. If you're having issues with your back, your shoulders, your legs, any of that kind of stuff, you had an injury in any way, shape, or form, they can get you right, I promise you. Or if you just want to get a massage, I like to go there for massages. 904-300-3114 or chiropractorjax.com. And don't forget about our new sponsor, our marketing company, X Jose, Premier Marketing Experience. And their website is xjose.com. And the number is 904-316-7119. The gentleman's name is Jose. but I like that. And he got a real cool name. I guess I shouldn't say his first and last name. His name is, I am going to say it. If you're listening, buddy, you're my guy. His name is Jose Conception.
Oh,
like, that's his name.
That's so cool. I wish my name was cool
right.
like that. That's
I thought,
swag.
And I told him, I said, dude, yes. I thought that was your little cool nickname you made up in business. She's like, no, that's my name.
Wow. Did you look at his ID?
Huh? I did not. I trust him.
But it's Jose Concepcion.
Huh?
Jose Concepcion.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
And so, they're a phenomenal company, man. XJOSE.com. If you've ever looked for cars, websites, any of that stuff, these guys are your guys. 316-7119. Again, we got the leadership and finance seminar coming up.
All right. So I'll tell you guys a little bit about the leadership and finance experience. It is coming up on January the 12th at 10:30 a.m. It's over at UNF. The address is UNF 1200 Alumni Drive.
12,000.
I'm sorry. Alumni Drive. My glasses are in the car. I know,
right? What's wrong?
Oh, okay. 12,000. Okay. So we have over five teachers to teach you how to build and repair business credit, grow your business, create relationships, increase leadership skills, and establish a business, and so much more. So we still have two slots remaining for any callers who want to come call in today and just get more information and also have an opportunity to receive one of those tickets for that event.
Yeah.
Please visit the website www.harvestgroupinstitute.com. If you would like more information about the leadership and finance experience, again, that date is January the 12th at 10:30 a.m.
And I wanted to interject about our circle. I recently had a friend that she promoted all the other people that mm-hmm. we were friends with, you know, if they had something going on, but she never promoted my events.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
at that point, I realized that she did not support me and I could not continue to support her.
Right.
So I had to withdraw her from the front circle of my group. I want somebody that's going to, you know, promote me like they promote Bird Box.
Right.
If
right.
I have an event coming up, I want them sharing my things. If I have something that I'm doing, I want them sharing my things. But when somebody shows you who you are, you have to believe them. Even
right.
if it
right.
is like
right.
a promotion.
And even what you just said, we're going to be talking about that kind of stuff at mm-hmm. the seminar as well. How to present yourself in a way where the you know, people will walk out promoting other movies, but they don't see you with that same level of respect
right.
to promote you. And so we're going to be talking about how to do that, how to posture yourself and make that stuff happen the way it needs to happen. I think that's good stuff. And the reason that a lot of this came up, again, with the conversation with Jose, but I had asked my son a question, and then I asked another kid a question, and I'm saying kid, they're grown, you know, 20, 21, they're in college. And I'm noticing among the young people, it's a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say, what are you after financially? And I asked my boy that, what are you after financially? I said, because you should never be in any financial straits ever because of what I've learned and what I'm teaching you.
Well, I hope it's not the pastor's kid syndrome.
Huh?
You know, we
don't want that.
Yeah.
And so I said, he was like, no. He said, no, he said, I want to make enough money to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
I love the answer.
And when it first said it, you know, the first idea I was finna say was, no, that can't be your answer. But then I thought about it and I said, I remember when that was my answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the things together to do it. You know, he's in computer science. He's looking at working for people to create games and this, that, and the other. And then I talked to, remember the young guy, Andrew, that we had on the
yes.
show last week? He's in college, just finished up his first year in college. And he said, you know, he didn't know that these were separate conversations. I asked him, you know, and you remember what he said.
He said the same thing.
And so I started talking to a lot of young people in college for their mindset about finances. And that's their answer. I want to make enough money to do what I want to do when I want to do it. But this is the thought that I had after that. I can think about every adult that I ask, what's their financial goal? And their answer is this. I'm just trying to make ends meet. I'm just trying to get the bills paid. Yeah. I'm just trying to get these bills paid on time, man. I'm just trying to get by without no, and it's like, what is the problem with when I say grown people,
that
like they're not grown. Yeah. What is the problem with we'll say, I guess, middle-aged people, can we say that?
Okay. Experienced.
More experienced.
Yeah.
With them saying, no, I want to make a lot of money.
I think it's once we reach a certain age, so after maybe 21, when life starts to get tough and we have access to the things that kind of
start become phone calls.
Right, habits and stuff like that. So we lose our thriving mentality and enter the surviving mentality. So we just want to make enough to survive. Mm-hmm. We just want to get through the day. And we lose that mentality that says, no, I want to thrive. I want to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it and have enough for myself and to share. And so that's why it's really important. I learned a lot from my daughter because she's very forgiving. And her mind always allows her to start fresh every day.
Right.
So her mind is in thriving every day, not surviving every day. So we have to renew our mind every day to think, okay, I'm going to thrive today. I want to thrive and not just survive
right
through that
That's
day.
Good. That's good.
Because I think we tell each other that you're not supposed to be able to do what you want to do.
We're taught that.
Yeah.
You're
an adult now.
You're an adult now, mm-hmm. And you don't get
You've
to do.
You've got responsibility.
You don't get to just have fun. You don't
grow
get to,
up.
Right. And that's so stupid. You ask somebody who work their tail off, mm-hmm. to have the kind of money they want to have, to go out of town when they feel like it, to stay home when they want to. My kids used to ask me, Daddy, do you go on summer vacation when we're on summer vacation? And they said that because I spent literally almost the whole summer all the time hanging out with them when I had my cleaning company. Mm-hmm. I had a company that ran kind of by itself. I had people that, you know, contractors. But I, on purpose, said I need to build a world where I am free to have the kind of fun I want to have. To enjoy the kind of life I want to enjoy. I want to keep talking about this next year as well, to go into the first Saturday of next year with the same idea and attitude. Yes, ma'am?
And then one last time before we go, I do want to remind everyone of our sponsors for today. So again, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Let's connect. Visit our website, www.harvestgroupinstitute.com. Or give us a call at 904-533-6154. Special thanks to our other sponsors, Rack City Inspiration, Read to Learn, and Write to Remember. Let them help you get your ideas from just out of your head to onto some pages and into the hands of those people who can help you get $1,000 per person. So give them a call or visit their website. The website is www.rackcityinspiration.com. Also, Kids in Capes, Inc. Let them help you keep your kids safe and learn about sexual abuse. So visit their website. Their website is www.kidsincape.org. Remember that. First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe. Please give him a call if you're ready to take that next step and move from just thinking about doing better with your finances to actually doing it. His number is 904-269-8772. Joseph, do you want to tell them about the next two sponsors we have?
Yes, and Chiropractic Injury Solutions. You can go to their website, chiropracticjacks.com, xjose.com for our marketing guys. And don't forget about our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Go check it out to see the classes, the Making Money course, the business course, and the seminar that's coming up January 12th. We appreciate y'all's time and attention. Have fun. We love you. Drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.